If you really want a new life, what are you willing to leave behind? Your excuses? Your comfort? Your old self? Because the truth is simple. Your new life will cost your old one. You'll lose habits, people, and versions of yourself you've clung to for years. But the question is, are you brave enough to let go of who you were, to become who you're meant to be? This audiobook is your turning point. If you're ready to pay the price for transformation, press play and never look back. Chapter 1. Let go of who you used to be. The hardest part of growth isn't becoming someone new. It's letting go of who you used to be. That version of you was built for survival, not success. It helped you get through tough seasons, but it can't take you where you want to go next. You have to stop holding on to the habits, thoughts, and beliefs that no longer serve you. The late nights, the self-doubt, the fear of what people think, that's the old you. The new version is waiting, but first you must make space for it to live. Letting go doesn't mean you failed. It means you've outgrown a mindset that kept you small. The person you used to be was doing their best, but now your best looks different, stronger, sharper, focused. Some people won't understand your change. They'll want the old version back because that version made them comfortable. But you're not living for their comfort anymore. You're living for your calling. You can't walk into your future carrying your past. Eventually, it becomes too heavy. Drop the weight. Release the need to be who you were yesterday. That's not your truth anymore. The new you requires new standards, new decisions, new environments. And that means the old version has to stay behind. Be thankful for it. Then move forward without apology. Chapter 2. Growth requires sacrifice. Growth sounds exciting until you realize what it will cost. It will cost comfort. It will cost sleep. It will cost being liked by everyone. But that's the price of becoming someone better than you were. You can't grow and stay the same. That's the truth most people ignore. If you want more, you must give more. And that usually means letting go of something you thought you needed. You may have to say no to distractions that once brought you pleasure. You may have to leave behind friendships that no longer align with your goals. Growth demands hard choices, and you must be willing to make them. Sacrifice isn't about loss. It's about making space. When you let go of what's holding you back, you make room for what's meant to move you forward. That's how transformation happens. Many people want results, but few want sacrifice. That's why growth is rare. That's why winners stand out. Because they gave up what was easy in exchange for what was worth it. The question isn't whether you want to grow. It's whether you're willing to pay the price. And if you are, your life will begin to shift in ways you never thought possible. Chapter 3. Comfort is the enemy of change. Comfort feels safe, but it slowly traps you. It tells you there's no need to push, no reason to grow. But deep inside, you know staying the same is slowly costing you the future you really want. Growth only begins where comfort ends. If everything feels easy, you're probably not challenging yourself. Real change requires stretching, mentally, emotionally, even physically. The problem with comfort is that it hides the pain of being stuck. You stop noticing how much you've settled. You stop dreaming. And that's when life starts to shrink around you. The most dangerous place is not rock bottom. It's the middle, where things are fine. That's where dreams go to die. Because fine doesn't demand action. And without action, nothing changes. To change your life, you must get uncomfortable on purpose. Wake up earlier. Speak when you're nervous. Say no when it's easier to say yes. That's how you break patterns and start becoming. The comfort zone never produces greatness. It only produces regret. So if you want more, choose discomfort now, or face disappointment later. That's the price of transformation. Chapter 4. Break free from old habits. Old habits are comfortable prisons. They feel familiar, even when they're damaging you. Waking up late, procrastinating, overthinking. These patterns are quiet thieves, stealing your potential without making a sound. To grow, you must face them honestly. You must admit what's no longer helping you, even if it once did. Breaking free starts with brutal self-awareness. Every habit you repeat trains your brain to expect the same results. So if you're stuck, it's likely your routines that are holding you back. Success isn't about doing more, it's about doing what works consistently. Replace just one more scroll with just one more step. Replace excuses with action. That's how you interrupt old loops. Your habits reflect what you tolerate. If you tolerate chaos, laziness, or distraction, that's exactly what will multiply. But if you decide that discipline is your new standard, your entire life will begin to shift. It starts small, a new morning, a new mindset, a new commitment to yourself. But the impact grows fast. Breaking free doesn't mean being perfect. It means being intentional. Slip-ups will happen, but what matters is your return. You're no longer someone who accepts being average. You're someone who corrects course quickly and keeps moving forward. Because every new habit takes you closer to who you're meant to become. Most people are controlled by habits they don't even recognize. They wonder why nothing changes, but never question the pattern. Be different. Pay attention. Audit your day. See where your energy is leaking. Then take back control by designing routines that align with your vision. Discipline isn't punishment. It's freedom. It frees you from the cycle of regret, from wasted time, from living the same year over and over again. When you choose your habits with intention, you design your future. You stop reacting to life and start building it. Change your habits and you change your identity. You stop being someone who hopes and start being someone who executes. That shift is powerful, because once you see yourself differently, your behavior naturally follows. You become the person who doesn't negotiate with growth. Every step you take away from an old habit is a step toward a stronger you. It's not easy, it's not instant, but it is possible. And once you prove to yourself that you can break one pattern, you'll start to believe you can break them all. That belief is how real transformation begins. Chapter 5. Not everyone can go with you. As you rise, you'll notice the circle around you shrinking. That's not a loss. It's a sign. Growth forces separation. Some people were only meant to walk with you for a season, not a lifetime. And if you try to drag them into your next chapter, they'll only hold you back. You don't have to hate them. You don't have to cut them with anger. But you do have to recognize when energy no longer aligns. Some people loved the old you. The version that played small, stayed silent, and didn't dream big. That version is gone now. Elevation demands isolation. Not forever, but long enough for you to build a new foundation. If you keep surrounding yourself with those who don't believe in discipline, growth, or purpose, eventually you'll shrink yourself to match them. Letting go of people doesn't mean you failed them. It means you're choosing yourself. And that's okay. You can't carry everyone. You're not responsible for their comfort. You're responsible for your own calling. Protecting that is not selfish. It's necessary. Some won't understand why you've changed. They'll think you're different now. And they're right. You are. You're choosing long nights over lazy weekends, growth over gossip, vision over distraction. That kind of shift makes people uncomfortable, especially those who stayed the same. You'll start to feel distant from certain people, not because you dislike them, but because your values no longer match. And that quiet tension is your signal. Don't ignore it. You're evolving. And evolution always creates separation before it creates elevation. Loyalty to people who no longer support your purpose is one of the fastest ways to stall your growth. You can love them from afar, but you don't owe your future to those stuck in their past. The path to your next level is narrow. Not everyone fits through the door. Some will try to hold you at your current level because it makes them feel better about staying still. But you weren't built for stillness. You were built to rise. There's a version of you waiting on the other side of this hard decision, one that feels lighter, one that moves faster, one that no longer apologizes for leaving behind what no longer fits. Walk toward that version, even if it means walking alone for a while. In the end, those who are truly meant for you will evolve too. They'll catch up, or they'll cheer from a distance. But either way, your job isn't to shrink. Your job is to grow and trust that the right people will meet you at the top. Chapter 6. Your pain is a signal to evolve. Pain isn't always punishment. Sometimes it's a message. It shows up to tell you something isn't working anymore. Your routine, your mindset, your environment. Pain exposes what comfort hides. You weren't meant to live in pain, but you are meant to listen to it. It's a voice your soul uses when you've ignored the quiet signs for too long. Don't numb it. Don't run from it. Learn from it. Most people try to escape pain without understanding it, but pain that's ignored becomes a cycle. It repeats until you pay attention, and once you do, it becomes a turning point. Your discomfort is a compass. It's pointing you toward change. If you feel stuck, frustrated, or empty, it's not the end. It's the beginning. The beginning of who you're supposed to become. Pain teaches what comfort never could. It wakes you up. It strips away illusions. It shows you the gap between where you are and where you're supposed to be. That's not punishment. That's purpose. When life hurts, it's easy to blame everything around you. But real evolution begins when you ask, "What is this pain trying to teach me?" That one question can change everything. Pain is proof that something inside you is still alive. Numb people don't grow, but those who feel deeply, painfully, they're the ones with the power to evolve beyond what broke them. Don't waste your pain. Use it. Let it sharpen your focus, fuel your fire, and force your transformation. The version of you that rises from pain will be stronger than the one that was never tested. If you avoid pain, you delay progress. Growth doesn't come from ease. It comes from struggle, sweat, and moments that almost broke you, but didn't. You're still here. That means you're still evolving. Pain is personal. It speaks differently to each of us. What matters isn't how loud it gets, but how you respond. Will you collapse? Or will you use the ache as a reason to rebuild? Your greatest growth won't come from comfort zones. It'll come from the moments you wanted to quit, but chose to keep going. Pain isn't your enemy. It's the path to your next self. People will try to fix your pain for you. But some pain isn't meant to be fixed. It's meant to be faced. Sit with it. Learn from it. Then let it push you to a higher standard. Pain is part of the price you pay for transformation. Not because you deserve it, but because it molds you. Each hard lesson builds mental muscle. Each scar holds wisdom you couldn't buy. Avoiding pain leads to regret, but facing it leads to freedom. You can't evolve by avoiding what hurts. You evolve by walking through it with open eyes and an unshakable will. Sometimes pain comes just before breakthrough. Right when you're ready to give up, life sends one more test. That's the moment to dig deeper, not walk away. The reward is always on the other side. The old you was comfortable with patterns that caused pain. The new you will be brave enough to break them. And that shift, from pain to purpose, is where real evolution begins. Pain can isolate you, but it can also refine you. In silence, in struggle, in solitude, that's where the next version of you is shaped. Not in applause, but in adversity. You don't evolve by chance. You evolve by choice. The choice to rise through pain instead of collapse beneath it. That choice rewrites your story, one chapter at a time. There's power in knowing your pain isn't pointless. That every low moment is shaping you into someone who can carry the weight of your future without breaking. So the next time pain knocks, don't hide. Open the door. Ask it what it came to teach you. Then take the lesson, stand up taller, and move forward, because evolution doesn't wait. Chapter 7. Release what's no longer serving you. Not everything you carry is meant to stay with you. Some things, habits, relationships, beliefs, were only meant to teach you, not travel with you. Letting go doesn't mean giving up. It means making room for better. You can't move into your next season while holding on to what broke you in the last one. What served you yesterday might be silently stopping you today. It's time to release what's keeping you stuck. Growth often requires subtraction. We talk about adding success, adding confidence, adding discipline. But real progress starts with removing what no longer aligns with who you're becoming. Sometimes, the hardest thing to release is something that once felt right. But holding on to it out of loyalty to the past only delays your future. Love what it taught you, then let it go. You'll never receive the next level while clinging to the old one. Life has a way of demanding space before it gives you more. If your hands are full of fear and comfort, how can you hold on to greatness? Release the need to explain yourself to people who refuse to grow. Their approval is not your purpose. Every time you shrink to fit, you abandon your own evolution. There's no growth in guilt. Stop carrying the weight of old decisions you've already outgrown. You've paid the price. Now let the lesson be the only thing you bring with you. Letting go isn't always loud. Sometimes it's a quiet unfollow, a slow detachment, a silent decision to choose peace over proving your worth. Those small acts of release are powerful. If it drains you, confuses you, or keeps you stagnant, it's not for you anymore. Energy is currency. Stop spending yours on what doesn't multiply your purpose. Stop holding on just because you've held on for so long. Time invested doesn't mean more time owed. Don't waste another year trying to make something fit that no longer belongs. We often keep things out of fear. Fear of being alone, fear of starting over, fear of uncertainty. But fear isn't truth. And what you're afraid to lose might be the very thing holding you back. Old beliefs are the heaviest chains. I'm not good enough. I'll always fail. I can't change. These are lies you adopted long ago. Today is the day you unlearn them and move forward lighter. There's freedom in letting go, not just from the thing itself, but from the version of you that held it. That old you didn't know better, but you do now. And that changes everything. You don't need closure to release. You don't need an apology, a clear ending, or permission. Sometimes you just need the courage to walk away and the wisdom to not return. Don't keep pouring energy into something just because you're scared to stop. That fear will pass. But staying stuck will cost you more than letting go ever will. You're not abandoning your past. You're honoring your future. And that means shedding the weight of what once mattered but no longer moves you forward. Holding on is easy. Letting go is strength. When you finally decide to release what's no longer serving you, you make space for what actually will. You already know what's no longer aligned. It's the thing that makes your chest tight, your spirit heavy, your purpose blurry. Trust that knowing and release with boldness. Your new life needs new energy, and that starts with cleaning house, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Sweep out the old so something greater can take its place. Every release is a declaration. I'm no longer who I was. I'm becoming who I was always meant to be, and I don't need anything that keeps me small, silent, or stuck. Chapter 8. Change hurts before it heals. Change isn't always beautiful at the start. Sometimes it feels like loss, like everything familiar is falling apart. That pain you feel in transition isn't failure. It's the ache of transformation in motion. Before change sets you free, it shakes your foundation. You question your decisions, doubt your progress, and wonder if it's even worth it. That's normal. Most people quit during this phase. Don't be one of them. The truth is, growth isn't comfortable. The old you resists the new path. That resistance is the friction you feel. But friction doesn't mean something is wrong. It means something powerful is forming. You'll feel out of place, disconnected, lonely even. That's what happens when you're no longer who you used to be, but not yet who you're becoming. It's a messy middle, but don't stop walking through it. Change rips off the layers you no longer need, the false identities, the bad habits, the excuses. And yes, it hurts. But healing can't happen until you face what's been holding you back. You'll mourn old versions of yourself. The one that made people comfortable. The one that stayed quiet. But don't confuse comfort with growth. What you're losing now is making space for what's coming. Sometimes you won't recognize yourself in the mirror. And that's okay. You're evolving. The pain you feel is your body, your mind, your soul stretching to fit the life you've asked for. Real change will test your patience. You'll want results right away, but healing has its own pace. Trust it. Stay consistent, even when it feels like nothing is happening. That's where the shift begins. You'll be tempted to go back to what's familiar. The habits, the people, the patterns. But that's just the discomfort talking. Don't mistake short-term ease for long-term peace. Every transformation comes with tension. It's the gap between what you want and what you're willing to endure. If you hold on through that tension, the reward will change everything. Change hurts because it asks you to leave behind what you once depended on. But healing begins the moment you trust you're strong enough to live without it. You won't always get applause for your transformation. Sometimes, your healing makes others uncomfortable. Let them be. You're not changing for them. You're changing for your future. The hardest part isn't the new habits. It's letting go of the comfort of the old ones. But you can't create something new while clinging to what broke you. Change often feels worse before it feels better. It exposes wounds you've hidden, weaknesses you've ignored. But exposure is necessary for healing. What's hidden can't be healed. There will be days you question everything. That's part of the process. Don't run from those days. Use them. Let the questions guide you to better answers, deeper strength, and real direction. Pain isn't proof you're failing. It's proof you're alive, awake, and moving forward. The life you want lives on the other side of this discomfort. Keep going. Change doesn't happen all at once. It builds quietly in your habits, your thoughts, your choices. One day the pain will fade, and what's left will be someone unrecognizably stronger. Sometimes healing doesn't look like progress. It looks like rest, like silence, like staying home when you used to run. Honor that. Every version of healing counts. The people around you may not understand why you're changing, but that's not your job to explain. Your only job is to stay committed to who you know you're meant to become. The pain you feel today is the price of freedom tomorrow. Don't stop here. Keep walking. Because change will hurt before it heals. But when it heals, it changes everything. Chapter 9. Reinvent yourself with intention. Reinvention doesn't happen by accident. It's a decision. You don't stumble into a better version of yourself. You build it, one choice at a time, intentionally, deliberately, relentlessly. The first step to becoming someone new is letting go of the belief that you're stuck being who you were. You're not. You can change your story, but you have to write it on purpose. You've lived long enough on autopilot. It's time to take the wheel. Who do you want to be? What kind of life do you want to wake up to? Reinvention begins with a clear vision. You can't just want to be better. You have to act like it. Every day. Reinvention isn't one bold move. It's a series of small decisions stacked with discipline and intention. Start with your habits, your environment, your mindset, the way you speak to yourself. These aren't just small things. They're the blueprint for your new self. Don't wait for a breakdown to become someone new. Reinvent from a place of clarity, not just pain. You don't have to fall apart to rise. You can rise because you chose to. You are not your past. You are not your mistakes. You are the author of your future. Reinvention means picking up the pen and refusing to let the next chapter look like the last. Clarity comes through movement. You don't need to have it all figured out to start reinventing. Just take a step, adjust as you go. Build momentum through action. Be intentional with what you consume, your thoughts, your media, your conversations. What you feed your mind becomes the language your life speaks. Guard it carefully. The person you're becoming is already inside you. Reinvention isn't about creating from nothing. It's about uncovering the power you've buried under years of survival. You can't become someone new while clinging to your old identity. Be willing to disappoint the version of you that settled, played small, and gave up too early. Every decision you make is a vote for the person you want to become. Make those votes count. Stop delaying your potential. Reinvention requires consistency, not perfection. Speak differently, move differently, think differently. Even if no one notices at first, keep showing up as the version of you that aligns with your future. Intentional reinvention will cost you comfort, but it will reward you with peace. The kind of peace that comes from knowing you didn't settle. You showed up and rewrote your path. Let go of the need to be who others expect you to be. Reinventing yourself means becoming who you're meant to be, even if it confuses those around you. You don't need a new year, a rock bottom, or anyone's permission. All you need is the courage to begin again, with purpose, with focus, with fire. Stop trying to fix the old version. Build a new one. The old you was built for survival. The new you, built for vision, power, and freedom. Don't just dream about the life you want. Match your behavior to it. Reinvention is when your actions start catching up to your desires. It won't happen overnight, but it will happen. With daily focus, small wins, and a mindset that refuses to give up, the person you're becoming will soon be your reality. You get one life. Reinvent until it feels like yours. Don't drift through it hoping for change. Build it with intention and become someone you're proud to meet. Chapter 10. Trust the unknown future. You won't always have clarity. Sometimes all you'll have is a quiet knowing that where you are now isn't where you're meant to stay. Trust that whisper. It's guiding you forward, even when the road isn't clear. The future isn't supposed to be predictable. If it was, there'd be no room for faith, no space for growth. Trusting the unknown means trusting yourself to figure it out when you get there. Most people stay stuck because they want guarantees, but growth doesn't come with promises. It comes with movement. You don't need to see the finish line to take the next step. Fear thrives in the unknown. It will try to convince you to stay where it's safe, but safety and growth rarely exist together. Sometimes, the only way forward is through uncertainty. The path ahead will feel risky, and that's exactly why it matters. If it didn't scare you, it wouldn't stretch you. And without stretch, there is no strength. Let go of the need to control every outcome. Life changes too quickly to predict everything. Your job is not to master the future. It's to master your response to it. Faith is choosing to believe in a future you haven't seen yet, based on the work you're doing now. And that belief creates a powerful shift. It turns fear into fuel. Some of your biggest breakthroughs will come after blind leaps. Moments when you said yes to growth, even when it made no sense. Trust that leap. It builds wings as you fall. The unknown isn't your enemy. It's your classroom. It's where you learn resilience, courage, and flexibility. Staying open to the unknown gives life the space to surprise you. There is strength in surrender, not in giving up, but in letting go of control. Surrender says, "I trust the process more than I fear the unknown." That mindset opens doors. You don't need every answer. You just need the ability to adapt, to adjust, to keep going, even when the future feels far. That's real power. And most people never tap into it. The unknown is where your future self is waiting. Not in the places you've already mastered, but in the spaces you've yet to walk. Go there, even if you go alone. Courage is walking forward without a map, trusting that your inner compass is stronger than your fear. That belief alone will carry you through chaos. The future won't always feel friendly, but it's never empty. Every unknown season is full of new chances, hidden lessons, and strength you didn't know you had. If you try to control everything, you'll miss what's meant for you. Let the unknown do its job, to transform you, challenge you, and carry you into what's next. Some answers only come after action. You'll never feel ready, but readiness is built through motion, not waiting. Trust the unknown enough to start anyway. Everything you've ever dreamed of lives in a place you haven't been yet. That place is uncomfortable, but it's also where you'll meet the version of you who finally broke through. The unknown future asks one question. Do you believe in yourself more than you fear uncertainty? If the answer is yes, you're already halfway there. Life will rarely go as planned, but that's okay. The best parts of growth aren't planned, they're discovered. And they only show up once you step into the unknown. So keep walking, keep building, keep trusting. The unknown may look dark now, but it's also full of light you haven't reached yet. Walk toward it. Your future is waiting. You don't need perfect vision. You need bold direction. The unknown will never look safe, but it's where real change begins. If you wait until everything is certain, you'll never move at all. Sometimes trusting the unknown means breaking your own patterns, the way you think, the way you react. Let the future be different by refusing to carry the same fear into it. You can't calculate your way into confidence. Confidence comes from doing what scares you, again and again, until fear loses its grip. That repetition builds unshakable belief. Every uncomfortable step into the unknown prepares you for what's coming. Growth doesn't feel natural at first, but over time, it becomes your new normal. Clarity doesn't come before the journey. It's revealed during the process. Don't wait for certainty. Begin. What you need to know will meet you once you're in motion. What if everything you're afraid of isn't even real? What if the unknown you fear is actually full of strength, opportunity, and breakthrough? And fear is just a distraction. You weren't built for comfort. You were built for becoming. And becoming requires you to leave behind what's known, so you can step into what's meant for you. It's okay to feel unsure. That's part of the journey. But don't confuse doubt with danger. Just because something's unfamiliar doesn't mean it's wrong. It might be exactly right. You'll never become extraordinary by clinging to what's easy. The unknown holds the experiences that will stretch you into someone you've never been. And that's the goal. You don't need the full picture, just the next step. Take it. Let it teach you something. Then take the next one. That's how you walk into a better future, one choice at a time. The unknown has always been where your life changed the most. Think about it. The risks, the leaps, the moments you said yes with a shaky voice, they all grew you. You don't have to trust the future blindly. Trust the version of you who's willing to grow through it. That self-awareness becomes your anchor when the path feels unstable. Let go of timelines. Let go of pressure. Focus on direction, not deadlines. The unknown doesn't work on your schedule. It works on your surrender. Every fear you overcome in the unknown becomes fuel for your next breakthrough. What you master here becomes your edge later. You are allowed to move before you're fully ready. In fact, most powerful journeys begin in that exact moment, when courage speaks louder than preparation. It's not just about trusting the unknown. It's about trusting that you can handle whatever comes out of it. That mindset will carry you further than any plan ever could. You may not recognize what's ahead, but your future self does. Trust that who you are becoming already lives inside you. And stepping forward brings that version to life. You weren't meant to stay small. That's why the unknown calls you. It's not trying to hurt you. It's trying to expand you. And your job is to answer with movement, not hesitation. The unknown won't wait forever. Some doors only open when you're moving. If you keep standing still, you risk missing moments that could have changed everything. Let the unknown teach you that uncertainty doesn't mean danger. It means possibility. And in those possibilities, your greatest life is waiting to be lived. Chapter 11. Your old life can't hold your new dreams. You can't step into a new destiny with the mindset that built your old life. The patterns, routines, and environments that kept you surviving won't support the version of you that's ready to thrive. Your old life was built around comfort, approval, and limits. Your new dreams are built on challenge, courage, and purpose. They need a new structure, mentally and physically. You can't build a future with tools designed for the past. What worked to keep you safe won't work to make you grow. Let go of what you've outgrown, even if it once felt right. The people, habits, and environments that supported the old you may not be able to handle the new you. That's not rejection, that's redirection. Make peace with the separation. Your dreams are bigger now. That means your time has to be protected, your energy has to be focused, and your boundaries must be stronger than ever before. The old life wants you to shrink. The new dream demands you to rise. You can't live both. Eventually, you'll have to choose between staying liked or becoming powerful. You're not abandoning your past. You're evolving beyond it. That evolution will cost familiarity, but it will buy you freedom. Real freedom. Old thinking can't hold new vision. Your dream needs a stronger belief system, one that feeds your progress instead of questioning every step. Upgrade your mindset. The lifestyle that once gave you rest now gives you resistance. What once kept you comfortable is now keeping you stuck. That's the signal. It's time to move. When your dream starts to feel bigger than your current life, that's the moment to act. Don't wait until your reality gets too tight. Stretch yourself now. Letting go of the old doesn't mean you're ungrateful. It means you're ready. Ready to trade what's good enough for what's extraordinary. That's the cost of growth. The old version of you needed approval. The new version needs vision. One looks backward, the other looks forward. Your future depends on which one you feed. If your surroundings don't reflect your goals, change them. Environment isn't just physical. It's emotional, digital, and relational. Build a space that breathes ambition. Old lives are built on who you were. New dreams are built on who you're becoming. Stop trying to force your future into yesterday's frame. The life that once made sense may now feel suffocating. That's not failure. That's awareness. You've grown. Your dream is outgrowing the box it was born in. You can't pour new ambition into an old lifestyle. It'll leak through the cracks of procrastination, distraction, and fear. Reinforce your foundation with discipline. The dream you have now requires new boundaries. Protect your mornings. Guard your mindset. Say no to what steals your energy. That's how you build what lasts. Stop apologizing for wanting more. Your old life may have taught you to settle, but your new dream is teaching you to rise. Listen to that calling, not the past. This new vision requires a new identity. Speak differently. Walk differently. Decide differently. The more you act like the future version of yourself, the faster that future arrives. You can't unlock your next level while clinging to your last one. Let go. Burn the backup plan. And commit fully, because your old life can't carry the weight of your new dreams. You can't bring yesterday's excuses into tomorrow's opportunity. Your new dream doesn't have space for hesitation, comparison, or blame. It needs action. Relentless, focused action. There's no space for old habits in a life driven by new purpose. Every time you repeat what kept you stuck, you delay what could have freed you. Trade comfort for consistency. Old priorities won't support new direction. What once seemed urgent may no longer matter. As your dream grows, your focus must sharpen. Eliminate distractions that don't lead forward. The longer you live in the past, the further you drift from your future. Don't confuse history with identity. You are not what happened. You are what you're building now. Let go of what once defined you. Your job, your labels, your past failures. None of them have the power to define your next chapter, unless you choose to carry them. Stop asking your old self for advice about a new life. That version of you doesn't know what's possible yet. Listen to the voice that believes in who you're becoming. Trying to bring your old mindset into your new dream is like planting seeds in dry soil. Nothing will grow. Nourish your dream with faith, courage, and daily discipline. Your next level requires a higher level of thinking. You can't manifest greatness with mediocre effort. Your future deserves more than the bare minimum. Don't just outgrow your past, outbuild it. Build something stronger, clearer, and more aligned with who you're destined to become. That's what your dream is asking for. Your old environment made you play small. Your new dream wants you to stand tall. If your space doesn't support your growth, it's time to redesign it or leave it behind. Old limitations aren't facts. They're stories you've repeated for too long. Rewrite the script. Give your dream a new narrative that supports expansion, not fear. When your dream feels heavy, check what you're still holding. Are you carrying people, thoughts, or expectations that don't belong in your next season? The dream you're chasing is sacred. Protect it. Don't expose it to doubt, small talk, or people who gave up on their own dreams. Water it in silence. Watch it grow in strength. Old versions of success may have meant approval or appearance. Your new dream is deeper. It's about peace, alignment, freedom. Let that shift guide your decisions. You can't climb higher while dragging everything with you. At some point, you have to decide what's essential and drop the rest. The climb demands lightness. Stop trying to fix your old life. It's not broken, it's complete. What you need now isn't repair, it's reinvention. Honor what was, then build what's next. The new dream is fragile in the beginning. It needs boldness to protect it. Bold enough to say no. Bold enough to change directions. Bold enough to walk away from what no longer fits. You won't reach your full potential by being loyal to a life that limits you. Loyalty to growth means sometimes breaking free from what feels familiar but no longer feeds you. Don't let old comfort rob you of future greatness. The more you cling to the past, the more you blur your future. Let go. Step up. Your dream is waiting on your courage. Your new life isn't built by chance. It's built by choices. And the first choice is this. Stop trying to make your old life fit. Start creating space for something greater. Chapter 12. The cost is high, but so is the reward. Anything worth having will demand more from you than what feels comfortable. The higher the goal, the heavier the price. Time, effort, focus, and sometimes isolation. But the reward makes it all worth it. You won't become great by giving half your heart. True success costs full commitment. It costs sleep, comfort, and sometimes relationships. But the reward is living life on your terms. You must give more than most are willing to give. That's the difference. While others sleep, you build. While others doubt, you decide. That effort adds up, and so does the result. The price of discipline is painful in the moment. Waking early, training hard, saying no to distractions, but the reward is freedom, a life designed, not defaulted. Success will cost you your excuses, your laziness, your desire to be liked. It's not cheap. But what you get in return is power, the power to live aligned with your purpose. You'll sacrifice weekends, comfort zones, and the need to explain yourself. People may not understand your drive, but they'll respect your results. Consistency isn't glamorous. It's boring, repetitive, and often unnoticed. But it pays. Every small choice builds momentum, and momentum builds transformation. You'll lose things, friends, old habits, even parts of yourself. But you'll gain something stronger. Clarity, focus, self-respect. And that's a trade worth making. No one claps for the hours you put in alone. But those hours matter. They're what create the confidence to walk into rooms no one thought you belonged in and own them. The journey will break you before it builds you. That's how you grow. Not by avoiding the cost, but by facing it fully and still moving forward. At some point, the only thing separating you from success will be how much discomfort you're willing to endure. The dream doesn't belong to the most talented. It belongs to the most committed. The cost is missing out on short-term pleasure. But the reward is building a life that doesn't need escape. A life rooted in purpose, not performance. You won't get there if you only show up when it's easy. The reward is reserved for those who show up, especially when it's hard. That's what creates separation. It's tempting to wish the process was easier, but don't. The struggle is what shapes the strength. The pressure is what reveals the diamond. You're being refined for something greater. Every sacrifice compounds. What feels small today becomes something powerful in time. Trust that effort is never wasted. It's stored. And one day, it all pays off. There's no fast forward to greatness, no shortcut to a legacy. But there is a straight line through discipline, resilience, and belief. Walk it. Stay on it. Some days you'll want to quit, but remember this. You're not paying for nothing. You're paying for a future that's worth fighting for. Don't stop when it gets hard. That's when it starts working. The reward isn't just success. It's who you become along the way. Stronger, wiser, focused. Every sacrifice shapes a better version of you. You'll outgrow people, situations, and even parts of yourself. That's the price of growth. But the reward is a life that feels right, not just from the outside, but from within. In the end, you'll look back and realize the cost was high, yes. But the regret of not trying would have cost more. And the reward? It made every step worth it. The reward isn't just material. It's internal, it's peace, it's waking up with purpose. It's the quiet confidence of knowing you paid the price and didn't cut corners. Every late night and early morning is building something you'll thank yourself for later. Even when no one else sees the effort, trust that it's accumulating behind the scenes. The people who reach their goals aren't superhuman, they're simply relentless. They understand that greatness isn't convenient. It's earned, with sweat and sacrifice. You won't always feel inspired. That's why discipline matters more than motivation. The reward goes to those who keep going, even when the spark is gone. Sacrifice can feel lonely. While others take breaks, you'll push. While others relax, you'll plan. But later, when they wonder how you did it, you'll remember how hard you worked in silence. It's easy to admire someone's success and forget what it cost them. Behind every highlight is a season of grinding, doubting, and choosing not to quit. The cost includes patience. Success doesn't rush. It comes to those who stay ready, who don't give up when the results are slow, who trust the process long enough to see the results. Every choice matters. Every meal you skip for discipline, every distraction you say no to, every time you choose the work over the excuse, it's all part of the cost. No one escapes the price. You either pay with discipline now or with regret later. Regret is heavier. It lasts longer. Choose the cost that leads to peace. The reward is clarity. You no longer chase validation. You no longer need applause. Your results speak for you, because your work ethic has already paved the path. Sacrificing comfort teaches you endurance. It makes you dangerous, because once you've learned how to suffer for something meaningful, you become unstoppable. Your habits are your down payment. They build trust with your future self. When you keep showing up, even on hard days, you're proving you're serious about the reward. There will be moments you're tempted to ease up. Don't. That's the test. Right before the breakthrough, most people give in to comfort. Stay sharp. You're closer than you think. Every delay, every detour, every hard decision. It's part of the price. But each one is shaping the kind of character that can handle the success when it comes. Sometimes the cost is invisible. The emotional labor, the self-doubt, the isolation. But the reward is real, a life that feels aligned, earned, and deeply fulfilling. You won't get everything right, and that's okay. Paying the price doesn't mean perfection. It means persistence, falling and standing again, stronger each time. The price of your dream will be misunderstood. Others may question why you're working so hard, but your vision isn't for them. It's for you. Stay committed. The cost may stretch you, mentally, physically, even spiritually. But you'll grow in the stretch. You'll discover reserves of strength you never knew you had. The reward isn't just in the final result. It's in the transformation. Who you become during the climb is more powerful than what you get at the top. In the end, the cost won't feel like loss. It'll feel like investment. An investment that paid off in wisdom, confidence, freedom, and a life no one can take from you. Your old life is gone the moment you decide to rise. Every step forward from here is a step away from who you used to be. And that's the point. Growth requires sacrifice. Transformation demands discomfort. But now you've seen what's possible. You've heard the truth. The question is no longer if you'll change. It's how far you're willing to go. The new you is waiting. Don't look back. Don't slow down. Keep moving forward, because your new life has already begun.